At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
In the NFL nowadays, player safety, obviously a huge topic. Stories of the 1972 Dolphins recently in Sports Illustrated. And, of course, the concussion lawsuit settlement has been a huge story. And with that, learning more and more about how to make the game safer going forward has been at the forefront of what the NFLPA has wanted to do. I'm joined right now by a Harvard law professor named Glenn Cohen, who is a co-author of a study commissioned by the NFLPA recently. The NFLPA had money set aside from the CBA in 2011 and commissioned the Football Players Health Study. And as I mentioned, Professor Cohen was one of the co-authors of that. He's the faculty director of the Petrie Flom Center for Health Law Policy, Biotechnology, and Bioethics at Harvard. And he joins me on the program right now. Glenn, really appreciate you making time. How are you tonight?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
It's great to have you. Now, the study that we're going to discuss made 9 recommendations that to help the NFL make the game safer going forward. I want to get into some of those recommendations, but I guess just to start, how did you specifically get involved in this? What were the conversations like that led to you becoming involved in this project?
Yeah, great question. So this is a big study. Two-thirds of it, I would say, are more medically focused, led by physicians at Harvard Medical School, focused on doing a cohort study of as many former players as possible in their current health state, and then also piloting interventions like better ACL repair, better imaging of the tau particle associated with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But a third piece of the study is legal and ethical. And when Harvard competed with a bunch of other universities to get this funding, I was brought on because they wanted someone who had expertise both in health law and in medical ethics. And so we've been working for the past 3 years, and my group, the legal and ethical side of it, we've released a bunch of reports, and the most recent one came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I know, I think when people read about these studies and things like that, they hear where the funding comes from and who commissions it. I know the NFLPA, as I mentioned, had money set aside from the CBA back in 2011. But I know specifically you and your group were adamant about the NFLPA and the NFL not having any sort of ability to steer the study, so to speak, right? There needs to be sort of a separation of church and state in this whole thing.
That's exactly right. You know, I like to say this is the players' money because it came up from, you know, their set aside in the last CBA. But we had a lot of importance placed on having contractual and other kinds of firewalls put in place. And in the report itself, we have a long few pages discussing all of the protections we had to avoid steering. But the most important piece, I think, is that neither the NFL nor the NFLPA was given any right to control the direction we went into. And in fact, the NFLPA I was given only the opportunity to review this for confidentiality or to give us comments on the same level as other leagues or other stakeholders, but no pride of place. So we've tried to hew very carefully to that.
Glenn Cohen, Harvard Law professor, who was a co-author of the Football Players Health Study, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I think the study does a fantastic job of just illustrating statistically the brutality of football. We all know from watching the game with our eyes how brutal a sport it is, but just purely the number of injuries, the number of concussions as related to the other sports. You did comparisons to Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, MLS, and CFL that I want to get into, but did the numbers shake out as you thought they would, or were they even more drastic than you thought they might be going into the study, Glenn?
You know, so what I'll say is we were surprised when we started this part of the study, and this purport, as you say, explicitly is comparative between the leagues. We figured that a bunch of people had already crunched these numbers and we'd be able just to cite it. It turns out that very few people have actually looked across the leagues, and even getting the data in the NFL itself is not an easy feat. So I'll say that probably for me, I was surprised at how much higher the injury rates were, in particular as against the NHL, because if you'd asked me to guess ahead of time, I would have probably guessed similar injury rates between the two. And there are some categories of injuries where the other leagues are worse, to be clear. But our bottom line is that the mean number of injuries suffered per game in the NFL is approximately 3.4 times higher than the combined rates of the MLB, the NBA, the NHL, and MLS combined. So that's a pretty, the UEFA combined. That's a pretty significant kind of finding, we think.
Yeah, and the study does a great job of digging into not only how brutal the sport is in the moment right now, but also obviously the after effects. And I mentioned the 72 Dolphins story that we recently saw in Sports Illustrated. But there's a mountain of other stories, the concussion settlement and things like that. In your mind, because I know one of the things that was discussed in the piece was long-term benefits and comparing the other sports, the athletes, even when they're retired, are covered under health insurance by those sports. But in the NFL, they're not. How big an issue in your mind, Glenn, is the disconnect between the age of the negotiators, who are all, you know, current players or close to current players, versus the, you know, and probably still feeling kind of in the moment and young and bulletproof, versus the age of the folks who would benefit from this long-term coverage that I think we can all agree really needs to be a focus item in the next CBA.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. If you look at the whole benefit mix, I think arguably you could say the NFL is the most generous in terms of the whole enchilada, right? They have a bunch of benefits. Some of the other leagues don't. But when it comes to this particular subcategory of health insurance, they don't provide it past the five-year mark. You can get on COBRA, which if anybody's ever changed jobs, they know is very expensive, and start paying for it yourself. So I think this is a significant thing to think about. Now, ultimately, it's the decision of the players, represented by the Players Association, how they want the benefits to be allocated. But certainly, I think there's a lesson to be learned from these other leagues regarding the importance of health insurance. And I think you are probably right that most people are pretty myopic. We talk in health policy more generally about the invincibles, right? The young invincibles who think they'll be healthy forever. And it's very easy to be myopic about the idea that you're going to need health insurance as you get older. And in particular, in this political environment, where we might see a change to the Affordable Care Act, such that there's no longer as robust a protection against being dropped for pre-existing conditions, I think the importance of having health insurance for a lifetime is more serious. So we hope this is something that the players and the union will talk about as they go into the next CBA.
I'm just curious, how is the CFL able to provide that and the NFL not able to provide that?
Well, with the CFL, one of the complexities here is they're playing, most of the players are playing in Canada, where there's universal health care already as the health insurance, right? So health insurance turns out not to be as big an issue in Canada, where the majority of the players end up residing afterwards. But some of the other leagues, I mean, it's not just the CFL that provides health insurance beyond the time of playing. So we think that, you know, this would be an expensive, don't get me wrong, this would be an expensive item and might have to displace other benefits, including take-home pay and salary. But we think it's probably a responsible thing to at least seriously consider in the next CBA.
Glenn Cohen, Harvard Law professor, one of the co-authors of the Football Players Health Study, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You and I were talking off the air, and I mentioned one of my co-hosts of my show, my local show in Houston, is Ted Johnson, who was a linebacker in the league for 10 years. And he was very interested in the piece, went through the whole 250 pages that you guys put together. And I think the one where, when we discussed them on our show, where Ted was like, this would be a game changer, was when you guys recommended that players get examined by their individual doctors as opposed to team doctors before the season. Can you speak to the impact that would have, and what realistically, as you did your research, do you think is the possibility that something like that could happen?
So I think that's definitely a possibility. I would say that our larger agenda, and this came up more in the last set of work we did than this one, is that we think in general, and this is not a slag against team doctors, many of them are excellent physicians and mean very well, but they're playing in a structure that we think is structurally a conflict of interest, right? Mm-hmm. They're asked to serve the interests of players and get players to trust them and give players medical advice, while at the same time they're being paid by the team, their employment is conditioned on staying in the good graces of the teams, and they're reporting back to the team. So overall, we'd like to see a change in the way in which healthcare is provided to individual players to allow both players and even the doctors to be in a much more ethical and trusting relationship. So that's our high-end goal. But at the very least, again, we think these preseason physicals, it makes much more sense for these to be done by neutral physicians. And we've seen some moves in this direction over neutrality. So if you look at the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant and the guys who are spotters for concussions, when it comes to concussions specifically, the NFL has been more open to bringing in a set of doctors that are not affiliated with the teams, right? And we're hoping that they'll see the merit of this in this area as well. And our overall ambition will be to get them nudged more towards adopting more neutral physicians throughout the healthcare practice provided to players. But that's an uphill climb.
Yeah, and I guess that leads into my next question, which is, in general, you just cited a couple of examples of the league starting to come around and become a little more self-aware on some of these things. Overall, how do you think the league is doing with some of its initiatives?
You know, so there are things that make me a little more optimistic. So one of our recommendations, as you know, is that players diagnosed with a concussion should be placed on a short-term injured reserve list, where that doesn't count against the active and inactive 53-man roster until they're cleared by the concussion protocol. We think this is a great idea. We've been pushing it. We've heard that the Seahawks has been bringing it up, and that there is a chance that at the next meeting this will be something that they'll at least consider seriously. So that's a positive. I think, you know, there are other things, though, where we think we're very far apart. For example, in their response to our last report, the NFL suggested that they think whatever discussions we've had about conflicts of interest in team physicians are merely theoretical. We don't think it's theoretical. We don't think a conflict of interest is the kind of thing that can be theoretical. When the structure is bad, it's a problem for everybody involved. So we think that they're moving towards us, and our hope is that they will move more, not just towards us, but toward the media, fans, and others are demanding. And I think we've seen in the last few years that they're seeing more and more of the business case for doing this beyond the ethical case for doing it. So as long as fans and the media continue to push on these issues, I think we're much more likely to get incremental, to be sure, but incremental progress on these issues.
And just in closing, I know the overriding question that you guys were trying to answer with this study was, is enough being done to preserve the game? And it's tough to look way, way far out. But this is something, you know, there have been folks who have brought up in the last, few years, like, hey, there may not be football 30 years from now. And when people brought it up 4 or 5 years ago, people laughed at it. And I don't know that people laugh at it as much anymore, just knowing all the things that we've learned over the last 4 or 5 years. Just your opinion, Glenn, as someone who's done all these studies and as embedded as you've been in all this, the long-term health of the sport, is there, could you see a day where the NFL, like where football is a struggling sport, struggling, fighting for its life in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, there is a possible future where football is the new boxing, right? It's a sport that continues to exist, but exists in the shadows of other major leagues and is considered, you know, a little bit on the dodgier side. I think it was unlikely, at least in the next 10 or 15 years, you know, 30 years from now, who knows, maybe all hooked up to machines and Google Glass all the time anyways and not care about it. But I'll say that my view is that one of the key things is I like to think of football as America's game, And there's a covenant, a promise to America. And part of that promise will be broken if people start thinking that players' health are not being taken seriously, and if we see players on the back end of their lives suffering. So the best thing, my view, is for the health of football is to take seriously the health of football players.
Glenn Cohen, law professor at Harvard. The study is the Football Players Health Study. Glenn, I found it embedded in an article by Jenny Vrentis on Monday Morning Quarterback. Is there a place where folks can go if they want to, if they were interested by some of the things we just talked about? Is there a place, an easy place they can go to find the to find the study?
Type in the Football Players Health Study in Google, and you'll find it pretty quickly.
It'll pop right up. There you go. Yeah, it's what a great day and age we live in. Glenn Cohen, professor of law at Harvard, the faculty director of the Petrie Flom Center for Health Law Policy, Biotechnology, and Bioethics, kind enough to make time on a Sunday night here on CBS Sports Radio. Glenn, really appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Good luck with the continued work. This is great stuff that you guys have done.
Thank you very much.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.